Good morning. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone. Glory to God. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we welcome you. I was going to do a teaching on something else today, but events preempted this, and we have to do a room of praise and thanksgiving today. Praise the Lord. So get your thanksgiving, get your praise, get your testimonies ready, because the Lord is good. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Every one of us that's in here this morning or afternoon, we're a testament to God's goodness. If it is not for the Lord, scripture says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, well, now may Israel say, had it not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we have been? Praise the Lord. So the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to kick off today by reading some Psalms. I'm not playing any music today. The music is going to be in the Psalms. I've got some reading of Psalms that I want to do just to praise the name of the Lord. You know, the Psalms, they are so, so powerful. Praise the Lord. That's, you know, just to read the Psalms, so mighty and so powerful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So again, I welcome everybody to the room with us today. Let's read the Psalms together and let's praise the Lord. Father, as always, we thank you, Lord. As we gather together, we want to offer you our highest praise today. We want to offer you thanksgiving. We want to offer you honor and glory and just testify of the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because the Lord has been faithful, always faithful to us. Always, 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 always showing his mercies. Thank you, Father. We give the Lord all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, let's read some Psalms, and then we'll take some testimonies and thanksgiving unto the Lord. His mercy is just amazing. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to start off here. I'm going to read through a lot of Psalms. So you have to catch up quickly because, you know, I just want to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just read through a few verses here and there. Psalm 8 and verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Thank you, Jesus. O Lord, our Lord. How excellent. As I read through this, I'm going to just make it a prayer of thanksgiving. As I read through some of these Psalms, praise the Lord. And when we praise the Lord like this, yeah, it's a great thing because that's why we were created. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Psalm 9, verses 1 and 2. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Hallelujah. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Isn't that wonderful? To praise the Lord and to sing praises to his name. because he is the most high God. Hallelujah. Offering our praise to the Lord today. It is wonderful to praise the Lord. Psalm 18 and verse 46. The Lord liveth. Hallelujah. And blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord liveth. Blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. But that's a song we sing in many of these psalms. This one, powerful one. The Lord liveth and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth. Hallelujah. Blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. As I read along, just add your own praise unto him silently as we read through these psalms, because the Lord is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. Glory to God. Psalm 31 and verse 19. I'm just reading through some of these psalms to praise the Lord. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How great is your mercy. Hallelujah. Great is your mercy, Lord. You're always protecting us, always showing us your greatness and your goodness. Psalm 34, powerful psalm. Read the first few verses. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Ah, Maros Sandi Shitalai Saba. And let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. Psalm 40 and verse 5. You know, we really can't tell and count all of his goodness. They're too great to be numbered. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. And thy thoughts which are to us word, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. And if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Isn't that wonderful? The mercies of the Lord, so many. We can't even number them all, but it's a good thing to enumerate them, as many as the Holy Spirit will bring to our memory. Praise the Lord. Psalm 57 and verse 5. Here's another one that we always sing. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Praise God. For thy mercy is great. Verse 10. Thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Psalm 72. I will read two verses out of there. Isn't the Lord beautiful? It's a good thing to just praise his name. Show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Psalm 72 verses 18 and 19. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Well, I like to say, blessed be the Lord God, the God of the Adeyemi family, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be full and filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is so merciful and so gracious. Psalm 89. And verse 1, and I trust and pray and hope that you are praising the Lord along with me as I'm reading through these Psalms. Psalm 89, verse 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That's another one we sing. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Hallelujah. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. And I love this one, Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. I've quoted it already this morning. It is a good thing. My goodness, to give thanks unto the Lord. So today it's about thanksgiving, about our testimonies and our praises, offering him the highest praise. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Oh, I love you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, and upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, O Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. Hallelujah! I'll triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Praise the Lord. Psalm 95 and verse 1. Hallelujah. We praise your name this morning, O Lord, for all of your goodness and for all of your mercies. Let's come together and praise the Lord. Oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Hallelujah. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are all the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his and he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Meka. Praise the Lord. Psalm 96, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord and bless his name. Show forth his salvation, ha, from day to day, and his great deliverances. Declare his glory, even among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all gods. Isn't that wonderful? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all other so-called gods who are only imaginations of people's hearts and their rebellious nation, nature. But the Lord, he is the God. Hallelujah. He is the very God. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness and his power and his greatness has he openly showed the sight of all the heathen. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, sir, and rejoice and sing praise. That's another one we sing. For he hath remembered his mercy. I switched verses 4 and 3 together. I wanted to read it like that. For he has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of the Adeyemi family. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Praise the Lord. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. We're giving him high praises this morning. Let the people praise thy great and terrible name, Lord, for it is holy. Verse 9. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord is holy. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That's another one we sing. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits and all his great deliverances. Hallelujah. Who forgiveth all my iniquities and healeth all my diseases? Who have redeemed my life and the life of my family and my children from destruction? Who crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles? Praise the Lord. Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. We're going to make known his deeds today. Hallelujah. Sing unto him. Glory to God. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he has done. Even his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Praise the Lord. Psalm 107. Hallelujah. This is another one that we always sing. Verses 15 and 16. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and he has cut the bars of iron in sunder. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 113. Hallelujah. It is a good thing always, ladies and gentlemen, to give thanks to the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise, O ye children of the Lord. Praise, O ye saints of the Most High God. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and even forevermore. Glory to God. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 117. I read the whole psalm, just two verses. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. And I'll dare say, praise ye him, all his saints. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. Hallelujah. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 118, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. And let the house of the Adeyemi family now say that his mercy endureth forever. Put your own name there. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. Psalm 135. The Lord is always good, and we ought to always praise his name for all his mercy. Great is his faithfulness towards us. Great is his faithfulness and his mercy towards my house. Praise ye the Lord in Psalm 135. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye that stand in the house of the Lord, even in the courts of the house of our God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. Praise the Lord. Psalm 136. Verse 1, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, hallelujah, for his mercy endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 145. Glory to God. I'm just reading through these psalms to add my highest praises unto him. Praise the Lord. And I trust that you are praising the Lord along. Thank you, Jesus. I will extol thee, my God, O King. And I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. For the Lord is great. So great is our Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another. Well, my generation praises the Lord. Generation of my sons and daughters praise the Lord. And their children after them, they praise the Lord. Ha! Glory to God. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. A man shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. Praise the Lord. Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord? And I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. That's another song that we sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, all his saints. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He has also established them forever. He had made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, everybody, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also has exalted the horn of his people, has exalted the horn of the Adeyemi family. The praise, thank you, Jesus, has exalted even our praise. Well, power is in the praise. Horn is power. When you praise the Lord, that's the power of the Lord in your life. Even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him, praise ye the Lord. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. A new song. And his praise in the congregation of the saints. Such as this. You know, let the people rejoice in him. Let Israel rejoice in him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. My goodness. Let them sing praises unto him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises. That's right. So we're doing here today, the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind up demon powers, bind up spiritual wickedness in high places. Hallelujah. To execute the judgment that is written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. And after all those psalms, you know, here's how he ends it up. Praise ye the Lord in Psalm 150. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts and his great deliverances. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Praise him with your voice. Praise him out of your heart. Praise him by lifting up your hands. Praise him by laying down upon your face before him. Praise him by bowing down the knee to him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him in the evening. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him all the day long. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And let the people praise him, he said. Let all the people praise him. In Psalm 63, he said that. Now the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Lord, I want to praise you, Lord, for all of your goodness, for all of your mercies. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Glory to God. Thank you for your great deliverances. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. When the righteous will run into it, they are saved. The Lord is a shield and a sun. Hallelujah. Surrounding his people all the time. And those that, you know, dwell in the secret place of the Most High, even we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, glory to God, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he has delivered my family and my children from the snare of the fowler. When the enemy came in, the dragon, he opened his mouth wide to swallow up my family. He stumbled and he fell. Glory to God. The Lord has covered us with his feathers. And under his wings we trust daily. His truth has been our shield and buckler. We are not afraid of any terror by night, because the Lord is with us. We are not afraid for any bullets that fly in the daytime, but the Lord is our defense. We are not afraid of any pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor any destruction wasted at noonday. No, 1,000 may fall this way and 10,000 the other way, but it has not come near us and it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes we've seen, with our ears we've heard, the word of the wicked. But for us, it is praise and testimony. Hallelujah. Now, we have made the Lord our refuge. We have made the Most High our habitation. Therefore, there shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague knock near our dwelling. For the Lord has given his angels charge over us, keep us in all our ways. Isn't that beautiful? They have borne us up and continue to bear us up in their hands. Hallelujah. We won't even dash our feet. The enemy plowed into us, but he hit a brick wall. Praise the Lord. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. That looks like exactly what the Lord has done for us. We've tread upon lions, adders, young lion, the dragon. We've trampled it on the feet. Because we have set our love upon the Lord. Therefore, he has delivered us. He has set us on high because we have known his name. Glory to God. Now, we called upon him and he answered us. And he said, you know, I will be with you in trouble. And he has been with us in trouble. He delivered us and we honor him instead. Now, He's satisfying us with long life, and he's showing us his salvation. And our lives cannot be truncated. Glory to God. So Father, I praise and exalt your name today for myself, for my wife, my children, and their children. And I extol the name of the Lord for all of the brethren that are in here today. For the Lord has made us a generation to show forth the praises of the Lord. A royal priesthood. That's right. A chosen generation. A peculiar people. The Lord chose us to show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness unto his marvelous light. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.